The $160,000 for the greenhouse project is one of 30 Transform Wisconsin grants appropriated through the Affordable Care Act. At a news conference on the Stony Acres Farm in rural Athens, farm owner Tony Schultz extolled the health benefits of locally produced food.
In the face of food scares, pink slime, and increasingly processed edible food-like substances, local food to me is the most accountable food.
Locally produced food is the mission of the Stevens Point Greenhouse. According to Lane Cozzolino, executive director of the Central Rivers Farmshed, the group that is building it.
We no longer are connected to our farmers. We don't know where our food comes from. We don't know what type of food we're eating. We could be eating a hamburger from 1,000 different cows.
A total of $6.6 million in Affordable Care Act grants are coming to Wisconsin, each of them with the goal of improving public health. The Central Rivers Farmshed grant will turn an abandoned Stevens Point Garden Center into a 36,000-square-foot food production facility. Cozzolino says the new community greenhouse will bring local residents closer to the food they eat.
From soil building to growing the food on site to harvesting, processing, and then the food waste, kind of finishing up the cycle going back to the soil. Community members can come and learn and understand their food system.
Cozzolino hopes the Stevens Point greenhouse will eventually generate enough money to become self-sustaining. In Athens, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.